We're an outreach program of the University of South Dakota, although we reach all the way up to Dickinson, North Dakota, through western Minnesota and northwest Iowa.
And what is your mission?
Our mission is to promote successful businesses and healthy families at the same time.
Family businesses. Uh-huh. And that's everything from the agriculture all the way up to the ivory tower.
Yes. Yeah, we have all different sizes and shapes and kinds of family businesses involved, from tourism to farming to manufacturing to retail, service, every type of family business involved. The unique thing is that you're putting a family system and a business system together, and you have to figure out how to do that. You have to be prepared for the challenges, and you have to know how to put processes in place to deal with those to make it successful.
Obviously, special challenges when you're with family.
Even as simple as communication processes. I was thinking this morning that I had a behind-the-scenes tour of Disney World, and the two Disney brothers actually had a psychologist with them all the time when they met. And people laugh about it, but when you think about your family relationships, you've had a communication pattern forever, and you kind of think you know what the other person is thinking or saying, and you may not even listen anymore. So when you're building a business and you've got that family system involved in it, you really have to pay attention to the things that can derail you and that can throw you in the wrong direction. So, I mean, that's a real simple thing, but it's amazing how people don't think about what's going on in the family system that can ruin the business. Or strengthen it. It can do a tremendous job of strengthening the business because of those family relationships.
Are most operations in our area family-based?
Oh, we think probably close to 92-95% when you include all the farm enterprises.
Yeah.
It's high.
And is it too late to get on board the conference coming up?
No, you can still register for the conference that starts next Thursday, March 20th at the Hilton Garden Inn, downtown Sioux Falls. We are celebrating the success of family businesses and presenting the Vicki Clark Prairie Family Business of the Year Award. And that award will be given to a family that won a local award. We have two finalists from 16 awards that we presented throughout the year. Our finalists are the Lloyd family from Lloyd Companies here in Sioux Falls, and C&B Operations, the Cronin family from Gettysburg, South Dakota. And so those are our two finalists. One of them will receive the award. One will be the runner-up. We're also going to celebrate our Heritage Award, which goes to a family that's run their business for 75 years or more. That goes to the McCormick family. They're actually in Fargo, Bismarck, and Dickinson, Northern Improvement Company. And they're celebrating almost 100 years of family business.
Sessions to go to, a conference to learn more, right?
Yes, yep. Yeah, actually, our opening session on Thursday is all about the entitlement issues. Not only entitlement within the family, but entitlement within the culture and the society, and how to initiate a program in your business that helps deal with entitlement issues and gets people more involved with thinking like owners and acting like owners.
Do families seek out help, or do they just hunker down and grin and bear it?
I'd say both. Okay. Both. Some hunker down. They just don't think that you need to pay attention to these special issues. Some wait until a situation has happened, and then they think, oh, we need to do something about this. Our mission is to get people to think about it before it becomes a problem.
And how do they get in contact with you?
The best way now to register for the conference is to call the office, and that's 605-782-3225.
Outside of the conference, though, if they need help, if they need more resources, how can they get a hold of
you? Certainly can call, or you can look on our website, which is www.fambus.org.